Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I hope you're staying cool today. I recommend staying inside with the radio tuned to WPR. There's lots of great music ahead this evening. And I'm kicking off Simply Folk with a guest. Nora Collins is a singer-songwriter and guitarist who has already released two CDs and had her music video played on national TV. She appeared twice at Summerfest and just won the Milwaukee Regional Competition of the Texaco Showdown, and she'll compete in the state final at the Wisconsin State Fair in August. Now, those are great accomplishments for any musician, but you'll be even more impressed when I tell you that she's a teenager who's not even out of high school yet. Welcome, and thanks for coming, Nora.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. It's great to be here.
Well, we're going to start right off with some music, and then we'll get into how you've made all these accomplishments already in such a young age. What would you like to play first?
Well, I'll play the title track from my first CD. I released a CD when I was 14, and the song is called Red Chuck Taylors. And actually, I wrote the song because my friend Jen told me that I should write a song about the shoes, Red Chuck Taylors. So this was inspired by her. So here it is. Red Chuck Taylors, oh, they make me go weak. Red Chuck Taylors had my back seat. And every time I see you, I swear my heart skips a beat. I promised myself I would never fall too fast for a guy like you, but you make it so hard to do. So baby, take my hand, we're jumping to the wilderness. Don't look down, we're too far off the ground. Don't get scared, I promise I will be right here. You and me together, happy as can be. Summer's gone, so are you. No more Red Chuck Taylors to look forward to. Looking in my rearview mirror, all I can picture is you. My heart just sings another sad, sad song, 'cause I'm not with you. And I remember those days when you would say, take my hand, we're jumping into the wilderness. Don't look down, we're too far off the ground. Don't get scared, I promise I will be right here. You and me together, happy as can be. I'm missing you so much, right? Somehow I know you were trying to. So from halfway across the world, let me tell you I love you too. Take my hand, we're jumping to the wilderness. Don't look down, we're too far off the ground. Don't get scared, I promise I will be right here. You and me together, happy as can be. Chuck Taylors, oh, they make me go weak.
The Those red Chuck Taylors make me go weak. Love that line.
Thank you.
Can you explain what kind of shoes red Chuck Taylors are for those of us who might not know?
Well, red Chuck Taylors are like a type of tennis shoe, and there's high tops and low tops. And, you know, to be honest, when I wrote the song, I had no idea what red Chuck Taylors were. And then my friend showed me the shoes. So
you wrote the song before you saw the shoes?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of interesting. What is your process for writing songs? Well, let's take it back to when you were young. Were you one of those kids who started piano lessons at age 5 or something like that?
No, I had no interest in playing any instruments. I started playing the violin when I was in 3rd grade with school, but the teacher actually recommended that I stop. So didn't continue with that one.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So how did you pick up the guitar? When did that start?
Well, I started playing the guitar in 4th grade. I took lessons at a church, and then I went further and got lessons at a music place. But I only played for like a year, and then I put it down because I hated practicing, and it was all the scales and stuff, and I just wanted to learn how to play the songs. So I set that down, and then I didn't pick it up until I was 14. So.
Wow. So from 4th grade until you were in, what, 9th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade?
I think it was 8th grade, yeah.
And then all of a sudden something prompted you to pick the guitar back up.
I was just bored one summer day, and so it was just laying in my room, so I picked it up, and I remembered the 4 simple chords, and words just kind of came, and I wrote my first song, which is the first song on my first CD.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you write, what comes first? Is it the chord progression, or do the lyrics come, or is it some kind of an image in your head, or how do these songs appear to you?
For me, it's just I get like a melody with words in my head, and then I pick up my guitar. So.
Great.
Thank you.
Why don't we have another one? What would you like to play next?
Sure. This song is from my new CD, and from both of my CDs, I wrote every single song on both of them, and so I'm really proud of that. And this song is called Dimples Filled with Lies, and I had the amazing opportunity to record this song in Nashville. I'm in a group called NSAI, which is a songwriters group, and the co-coordinator of the Milwaukee chapter took me to Nashville, and she knows, that's Lisa Medill, and she knows the keyboardist from Darius Rucker. And so he has a studio, and I recorded this song there, and he got some awesome musicians. So I got Lady Antebellum's drummer, Keith Urban's guitar player and backup vocalist, and Martina McBride's bass player. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's definitely worth checking out the produced version, but this is just the acoustic version.
Dimples Filled with Lies.
Big brown eyes, dimples
That's a great image, dimples.
Thank you so much.
Filled with lies. That's a pretty powerful juxtaposition. What a great song.
Thank you.
And if you're just joining me, my guest is Nora Collins. She is 17, just turned 17. She's a singer-songwriter from Brookfield, that's in the Milwaukee area. And she has already recorded and released two CDs. And I heard about you because Ben Marins told me about you. He's one of the Wisconsin Public Radio talk show hosts. At Issue with Ben Marins is heard every weekday from 4 until 6 here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and he is also a singer-songwriter, and he encountered you at the coffee house in Milwaukee, and he called me, and he texted me, he emailed me, he got me in the hallway, and he said, "You've got to hear this girl." So I know that was just one competition that you were in that was a showcase,
yeah.
But you've been doing a few of those. Tell me about your experience with competitions for performing and songwriting.
Sure. Well, from my first CD, I wrote a song called Don't Slow Down, and that song made the top 16 in Country Music Television's Music City Madness contest. And so my video was played on their channel, which was pretty cool. And from my new CD, my song called First Heartbreak made the top 20 in the Great Lakes songwriting competition. And also, I recently just won the local Texaco Country Showdown, so that's very exciting.
That's just great. Now, is this something that, are you finding all these opportunities yourself and going after this? It sounds like it's really a passion for you, Nora.
Yes, this is what I'd like to do for the rest of my life. So my dad helps me a lot with finding things to enter and try. But yes, it's definitely a lot of fun and something I always want to do.
You're going into your senior year of high school, right?
Yes.
At Brookfield East,
yep.
Did you say? Okay. What's going to happen after high school? What are your plans?
Well, I'd love to make a living doing my music, but I'm also looking into a music business degree. And actually, I'm going to Nashville in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to take a tour of the Belmont University.
Oh, great. So, yeah, they've got a wonderful program. Yeah. Why don't we listen to another song? This one is going to be a cover tune, I think.
Yes,
right?
It's Lonesome by Bob Dylan.
I've seen love go by my door. It's never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. Been shooting in the dark too long. Something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragging clouds so high above. I've only known careless love. It's always hit from below, but this time around it's more correct, right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Purple clover, Queen Anne's lace, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in a rhyme. Blue river running slow and lazy. With you forever and never realize the time. Situations have and sad, relationships have all been bad. Mine feel like fillets and rainbow, but there's no way I can compare all those scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing. good talking to. Albury, no, Honolulu, San Francisco, Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I'll see you in the sky above, in the tall grass, the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Kind of a country version, yeah, of Dylan's You Make Me Lonesome. That's Nora Collins. She's a teenager, a songwriter, a guitarist, and she's here live on Simply Folk from Brookfield, Wisconsin. Nora, most of your songs, the ones that you write, reflect your experience, I would assume, and a lot of that is boys. You write,
yes,
about boys and relationships. Do you think that that focus has been evolving, or do you think you'll always do you write about any other topics other than relationships, or does that dominate your songwriting?
As of right now, relationships definitely dominate what I write, but I'm sure in the future, as I gain more experience in life, I'll write about a lot of different things too.
You've written some great songs about relationships.
Thank
about
you.
jealousy and deceit and love and parting, and one of those is a song called Who's She?
Yes.
It says it all in the title, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Guess what they say is true. Never gonna stop loving you. Tonight. she tell me who she who she
That's the name of the song by Nora Collins, Who's She? Nora, it sounds like you've done these songs many, many times, I can tell. You know, you don't have any music in front of you. You know them inside and out. And you mentioned you just had the experience of performing at Summerfest.
And you're starting
to do some of those festivals and things. What was that experience like for you?
It was such an amazing experience. I never thought that I'd ever get to play at Summerfest, and I owe a lot of that to CBS 58. They had a contest, and that's how I got to play at Summerfest for the first time. And then the second time I played at Summerfest, it was with the Youth Showcase for WAMI, which is the Wisconsin Area Music Industry. And both experiences were just amazing, and I'm so lucky that I got to play at Summerfest.
Sounds like you're meeting a lot of people in the music industry, too.
Yeah.
You're learning the value of networking. It's such a cliche, but it works, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, great. You've got a few covers on your list. When you go out and play, and I know you play regularly in Brookfield at Potbelly's, right?
Yes.
A couple Potbelly's that you play at.
Yeah, there's two Potbelly's in Brookfield, one on Capitol Drive and then the other on Blue Mound.
Do you play your own material, or do you play cover tunes, or is it some kind of a combination?
I do a combination. I play for an hour at a time at each Potbelly, except for one lunch hour, I play for 2 hours. So it's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of time, yeah.
Yeah, and I only have two CDs, so it's hard to fill the whole time with all originals. But
so what kind of cover tunes do you like? What artists do you enjoy singing?
Well, I'm a little bit more of a country girl, so I like Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Rascal Flatts, but I also do Bob Dylan and John Denver, and I love the classic country, so like Hank Williams and Tammy Wynette and Patsy Cline.
Oh, some of the old stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned John Denver. Let's hear one of those.
Sure. This song is Leaving on a Jet Plane. And I learned this song for my grandma. She's got a lot of health problems, and she's actually in the hospital right now. But I learned this song for her. It's her favorite song, and I took it into the hospital and played it for her. So I'd like to play this for my grandma tonight.
All right.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. Hate to go. on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave you alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Now I hope your grandmother enjoys that. Nora Collins is my guest on Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. And Nora, how do you balance all of this musical activity with school and the life of a normal teenager?
Well, my music means a lot to me. And so I put in as much time and effort as I can, but school is also very important too. So during the school year, school comes first, and during the summer, my music comes first. And but my parents help me to balance my schedule, and so I can still have fun with my friends.
Do you do any other musical endeavors besides your solo career?
Yeah, I'm actually a part of Main Street Song and Dance Troupe, and we're actually taking a trip to Disney World in a couple weeks. We're performing there, so.
Is that a show choir?
Yes, it's a show choir.
And you'll be performing at Disney World?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I mean, I sing at church and stuff, but other than that, those are my
That's
two big
things.
That's
enough to keep you busy, yeah. I would think. Yeah. And what do you have coming up the rest of the summer in terms of appearances and performances? I think I just heard you added something to your schedule for this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'll be playing at the Menominee Falls Fest. I'm going to do like an hour for two nights, Friday and Saturday. I definitely suggest going to my website, noracollins.com. There's a gig page there. I've got quite a bit going on, so it's hard to keep track, but I'd love to play outside of the Milwaukee area too, so if anyone's interested, I'd love to hear from you. And there's contact information on my website.
Great. And I see you'll be at the Oconomowoc Festival of the Arts in the third week in August and the Donna Lexa Art Fair in Wales. And then every Friday and Saturday, unless you're gigging somewhere else, you're at one of the two Potbellies in Brookfield. Well, Nora Collins, very nice to hear from you. And
Thank
we're going to
so
close with one more song. And this one is called Sweeter.
I close my eyes. You whisper to me, baby, you're all I need. I hold you tighter, you kiss my cheek. You have stolen my heart. You waited for us. Closer, kiss me sweeter, 'cause I know we are meant to be. We're meant to be. Now it's spring, the flowers are blooming, stronger, and it won't falter, 'cause it's true. You have stolen my heart. You had it from the start. So hold me closer, kiss me sweeter, 'cause I know we are meant to be. We're meant to be. Don't ever let me go, 'cause all I need is you. All you need is me, your embrace. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Sweeter is the title of that song by Nora Collins, and she's been my guest for the first half hour here on Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and you can find out more about Nora, including music clips and videos even, and CDs and contact information, gig information. There's a link to her website at simplyfolk.org, and I also put a link up on the Simply Folk Facebook page. Nora, thank you very much for joining us on Simply Folk this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Good luck in your career.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. All right.